Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're just talking about the importance of our role as Christians. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Steve said, I mean, listen, you didn't get there by accident. You know, God empowered you to be mm-hmm. wherever you are in that place of business, if you're in leadership, if you're an employee, you know, in that neighborhood where you live, where you go to school, where you transact business. I mean, you're there because God has allowed you to be there. Acts 17, right? God has determined the mm-hmm. exact place where we should live, right? And he's determined everything so that you can be an ambassador, a representative for him. And it's so important. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "We therefore are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God." But think about this. God is making his appeal through us. So an ambassador is a representative. When an ambassador from, let's say, the United States is in a different country, he is the highest official, if you will, of the United States in that particular country. And so what he does, he doesn't have an agenda of his own. He's not like doing his own thing there. He is sent there by the president as a representative of the president. He's a representative of the United States. And he just interacts back with, you know, with our country, the United States. And then he speaks with the, you know, whatever they're stationed at, wherever they're taking their ambassadorship, whatever country. And so, but they're the representative. Mm-hmm. And we are representatives for Christ. If you did not know, every believer, our citizenship is in heaven. This place called earth is not our home. This is a temporary assignment. Right. And as we live mm-hmm. and walk and have life here, because we're going to have life for eternity, this is just a stop on the way, on the road, if you will, our real home is in heaven, then what we need to do is be able to represent Christ the best that we can. And that should challenge us. That should cause us every day to wake up and say, how is my representation of the Lord today? How am I arriving? How am I treating others? How am I impacting others for the glory of God? And I want you to hear a testimony from an unlikely source maybe to you, but former boxing champion Iron Mike Tyson is giving an interview. And they did a documentary on his life, I believe. And in his documentary, they were asking him to go through these experiences as a boy and throughout his life. And you know, what were you thinking at this point of your life? And mm-hmm. what happened here? At one time in his life, he was in prison. I think he was 25 years old. He was the champion at the time and was imprisoned. And he was sent to, I believe, Indiana State Prison. And he had some interaction with the assistant warden. And I want you to hear what he had to say about the assistant warden in the prison facility that Iron Mike Tyson, former boxing heavyweight champion. Listen to his words and hear what he had to say.
And so they took me to, it's about reflecting. So I went back to this prison that I was locked up in Indiana. And so I met the gentleman who was the assistant warden when I was in there, when I was in prison. And he's the warden now.
Uh-huh.
The warden died, so he's the warden now.
Sure.
So I was just happy to see Mr. Slavens because he was always a wonderful man. And I'm not a Christian or anything, but this guy was a real Christian. Mm-hmm. You know, and this, when I say God's a real Christian, a guy that really walks the walk. So I really went there. I made amends, things I may have said, things I may have did in that particular place. And I was just so happy to be able to make the amends, and he accepted my amends. And he was just as wonderful as he was when he was in there, caring about everyone there.
He was just as wonderful as he was. You think about this. This is mm-hmm. the assistant warden, Slavens, and the fact that Mike Tyson, years later, probably in his 40s now, will remember the actual name of the assistant warden, Mr. Slavens,
wow.
and the impact that Mr. Slavens had. And his comment mm-hmm. was, "I'm not a Christian, but this guy here, he was a real Christian. He was the real deal." And so what is that? What is that that people are able to recognize that Christ lives in you? See, the world's mm-hmm. able to recognize Christ in you, the hope of glory revealed, but it's our representation. It's how we are arriving, and are we walking in the fullness of what Christ came to redeem us for? Do we have a relationship with him?
Yeah, that's huge, because it's just like, you can say one thing in your by your words, but I think about what you said before. Sometimes the only Bible that some people see is your life. And the biggest impact that we have by those around us is just by the life that we live. People see this just like, there's something different about you. You do things differently. You don't do what some people do, and you do other things that I've never seen people do. And it's just like, you know, we were talking about in a previous segment, it's just like some of the people that had the biggest impact on my life, I would see the things that they did on their quiet time, or, you know, on just their, you know, they did it on their personal time, and it just so stuck out to me. And they weren't necessarily preaching to me, but it's just like they were in their room reading a Bible on their own. And it was just like, wow, like, you don't see that. And it's just like, when you understand the fact that when you're just simply spending time with God and you're living out a life seeking to just grow closer to God, light stands out in darkness.
That's right. It sure does. I love what Francis of Assisi said. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, use words.
I love that.
That's so important, because here you are, here is this inmate, you're in prison. And you have a warden that's reflecting Christ. And really, how often does an inmate have the opportunity to just, you know, hang out, if you will, with the assistant warden? And so in those times, however many they were or infrequent they were, there was something about Mr. Slavin's life that Mike Tyson was able to see for himself. Although he was not a Christian, he was able to say, now that guy, he's a real Christian. He walks the walk. There's something special in and on his life. And I think that's so important for us to take away from that, because this is what God wants of us. How is the world going to know who the Lord is if we're not walking in agreement with what God says? Which goes to show you that your witness does matter. Your witness has significant impact. I think about Dr. Miles Monroe just recently, a minister who passed away, him and his wife, in a plane crash, and world-renowned leader, had a ministry there in the Bahamas. But I just saw that the Bahamas, the government, is going to have a national funeral for Miles Monroe. He's going to, like, lie in state, and just like they give other, you know, government officials, and people are going to come from all over the country to pay their respects.
Wow.
Who does that? Why do they do that? Because they recognize that there was something special of God on Miles Monroe's life, and they wanted to honor that. And what we have the chance to do every single day is to spend time with the Lord in an abiding relationship. You may have heard us speak about that. We want to encourage you. Listen, go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and we have a free gift for you. It's a simple plan, but it's a way that you can learn, a roadmap, if you will, to having a devotional, intimate time with God, reading his word, and learning to hear his voice for yourself. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than to have relationship with God. Think about it, the creator, the manager of the universe desires to have a relationship with you. I mean, does that just I mean that alone? That alone should not make your year. Should make your life. You know what I'm saying? The century. Just that concept alone. Even David said, "Who is man that you're mindful of him? Who help me out in this?" Right. And we have the choice, the opportunity, every day. I mean, we all have 24 hours in a day. So we can plan ahead of time to make God a priority as believers. I'm speaking to Christians, so that we can spend time with him, not because we have to, not because we're supposed to, but because we get to. And that's a big difference, because if you talk to a lot of people today, you know, they say, well, this is what I have to do because I'm a believer. No, no, not at all. You don't have to. You get to. We spend time with Jesus. We abide with him. We let his word transform our heart. And then when we walk in life, in our societies, in the seven spheres of societal influence, business, religion, education, media, arts and entertainment. When we're in our spheres of influence in society, we're able to impact society because Christ is in us. We should be walking with the love of God, not so much preaching with our words, even though that is very helpful and powerful. But the greatest message you will ever preach is the message we live with our life. I want to encourage you. This is the day. You can do it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.